It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, we'll be starting from verse 1.
In the meantime, when there were gathered together an innumerable multitude of people, insomuch that they trod one upon another, he began to say unto his disciples first of all, Beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.
So many people came to see him. He says, innumerable multitude of people. He is looking at the disciples and he is talking to them. And first thing he says, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. So he was trying to teach his disciples, when the Pharisees are teaching from their book, they are not teaching the truth. Those people are hypocrites, and so when they are preaching something which is not biblical, and you should not be learning. Verse 2.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known.
That's why he gave the example of leaven. If you leaven hid it in the dough, and nobody will know, but within a hour or so, everybody will know this is a leavened dough. So he's saying there is nothing hidden, even though those people are teaching something and nobody knows, but it will come to the surface. Verse 3.
Therefore, whatsoever ye have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which ye have spoken in the ear in closets shall be proclaimed upon the housetops.
That means some people wants to say something secret to somebody, say, this is secret, please don't tell anybody. But that's the secret will come out faster than anything else. Why? Because the other person keeps telling other person a secret is not secret anymore. So he says it will be proclaimed upon the housetop. Those days they didn't have the loudspeaker. So if they want to announce something, they were actually going to the housetop and the audience will be there and they will be saying what's going to happen in the city or their country or whatever. They want to give announcement, they will go to the housetop and proclaim it. So he says, there is nothing secret. It will be proclaimed in the housetop in today's language. In the loudspeaker, in the radio, television, YouTube, or anywhere in internet, there are so many things people do not want to know, and those things are coming in the internet. Verse 4.
And I say unto you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him.
Disciples, he's saying, my friend. So when you say friend, you tell friends secret. Everything what you know. So he is telling his disciples at that particular time, friend. So many people get confused. They say, oh, Jesus Christ said his disciples friend. But see, he said his disciple friends. Afterwards, if you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will be children of God. And when you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be bride of Christ. John the Baptist, he says, I am just a friend. John the Baptist did not get a chance to be a bride, but we got a chance to be a bride. Why? Because John the Baptist died before Jesus Christ shed his precious blood. So we are much more blessed than the friend. Friend can have some secret somebody can tell, but the wife or the bride, you can say more secret than you tell your friend. because the wife or your bride is one body. When you telling the truth, people may not like it and they might try to kill you. But they only can kill your body. They have no power to kill your soul or spirit. So he's saying, let me tell you, there is someone has power to destroy your body, soul, and spirit in hell. Somebody who is your enemy, he can kill your body, but he has no power to put you in hell. Or he has no power to destroy your soul. Only God does. Read the Matthew chapter 10, verse 28.
And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell.
God has the power to destroy body, soul in hell. So he says, you better be afraid of God, fear God, don't be afraid of people. People have no power to destroy you, but they can only destroy the body. Go to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 5.
But I will forewarn you whom ye shall fear. Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yea, I say unto you, fear him.
There is one scripture says in Psalm 119, verse 120. Please read.
My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments.
See, Psalmist says, my flesh trembles. Do you know sometimes when you hear some bad news, all your flesh, your hair stands out? So he says, that's the kind of fear you should have for the Lord, that your whole flesh, whole body and soul should be tremble before God, because God is the judge and he has the power to send you to hell. Nobody else but God. Let's go back to the Luke chapter 12, verse 6.
Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God?
In those days, they were selling the sparrows, and in New King James, you will say, they were selling for 2 coins of copper. And that price was, that particular time, was like a 1 hour salary. Just a 2 day salary if somebody's making $10 or $20 per hour. So that will be like a 5 sparrows value in those days. How much God loves us that he says, even the sparrow falls from the tree to ground and dies, God notices. Let's go read a little bit further, verse 7.
But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you're of more value than many sparrows.
You can have any thick hair, and God knows. When you comb your hair and some hair fall, still God will know how many remaining. That means God is so wise. He has so much wisdom. Can you imagine one man's hair to count how much time it will take? And if there are billions of people and he knows everyone's hair and everyone's count, every time how many hairs fell and remaining how many the person has. So God is concerned each and every hair the man has. So he is saying your life is worth more than many sparrows. He said, first of all, 5 sparrows are sold for 2 coins of copper. Now he says, your life is more than many sparrows. When you say many, how many? There is no number. It can be whole world sparrow or whole world you keep in one side. Still, your life is much more worth than the whole world. That's what the word of God is saying. You can gain the whole world and lose your soul. What profit you have? Nothing. That's why the people are running after money. And they gain the money. The word of God says not only a little bit money, whole world's money you get. And if you lose your soul, what profit you have? That means God is trying to say money is not the answer. Let's go back to the Luke chapter 12, verse 8.
Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God.
Now somebody say, I don't know how to confess Jesus in front of men. Only time you will confess Jesus in front of men if you are born again. Go to the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed.
So that means how believing means receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Not only confessing with your mouth, but putting in your heart. When somebody asks you, who are you? Just don't say, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Pentecostal. They are not worried about what denomination you're coming from. I believe Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and as my Savior. That's what you have to say. Jesus Christ is my Lord and he is my Savior. He says, if you deny me before man, I will deny you before the angels of God. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 10.
And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven.
He's saying if there is someone speaks against the Son of God or Son of Man, that means Jesus. If you say anything about Jesus, that person will not have that much punishment. But you speak against the Holy Spirit, you will have punishment. Not only that, you will not be forgiven. And many people might be thinking, is the Holy Spirit greater than Jesus? Why we have more punishment when we deny Holy Spirit, and why we have no punishment when we deny Christ? Because Jesus Christ came into this world, died for the mankind, and they persecute him. And Jesus Christ says, Father, forgive them. That means he was saying, anything you will do to me, you will be forgiven. I am going to forgive you. But after that, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, they will not see it. Jesus Christ said, now they see me, so they try to kill me. I will send the Holy Spirit, and they will not see me, or they will not see even the Holy Spirit. Why the punishment is given to the people who deny the Holy Spirit? Now let me tell you what the Holy Spirit job is. When Jesus Christ came, he came to introduce the Father. And he says, Father, send me. And I'm talking about Father. And then he introduced us, Holy Spirit. And he says, the Holy Spirit will come. Now, what the Holy Spirit job is? Introduce Christ. So Holy Spirit introduced Christ to you. Christ introduced Father to you. And so he said, now, in the last days when Jesus Christ went, now the Holy Spirit is working on this earth. Now, the Holy Spirit job is to tell you more about Christ, about your sin, about your sinful life. St. John chapter 16 and start reading from verse 8 to 11.
And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
When the Holy Spirit will come, he will reprove the world of sin. That means he will convict the people about their sin. When some preacher comes and preaches the word and tells you, repent, you are a sinner, what happens? The Holy Spirit right there tells you to confess your sins. Receive Jesus Christ, even you are not born again. The Holy Spirit tells you to receive Jesus Christ. Ask forgiveness for your sins. Otherwise, if you reject Christ, reject the righteousness of Christ, the righteousness comes by the blood of Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit says, don't deny the Christ. Don't deny the blood of Jesus Christ. Receive him. Otherwise, you will have judgment. That's what the Holy Spirit will tell you and whisper to you. Amen. Read the verse 9.
Of sin, because they believe not on me.
He says, why sin? Because if you don't believe Jesus Christ, you will be having sin. The Word of God says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now take it different way. If you don't believe, you will have punishment. If you believe, you have everlasting life. But if you don't believe, you will have punishment. So here is saying, the people who do not believe Jesus Christ, they will have punishment. Verse 10.
Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more.
And if somebody denies Jesus Christ, that means he denies the blood of Jesus Christ, then those people have more punishment. Verse 11.
Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged.
He said judgment is coming, and he said the prince of the world is already judged. Who is the prince of the world? Is the devil. The devil's head is crushed on the cross of Calvary. The devil is already defeated. So devil has no power. And so the Word of God is saying Jesus Christ already defeated the devil, and his judgment is coming, and the people who are believing in Satan, believing in his doctrine, believing in his teaching, and following the devil and became the children of devil, according to St. John chapter 8, verse 44, he says, you are your father, which is devil. And so if the people are listening to the devil and doing every evil things, those people will be judged. And so who is telling this? The Holy Spirit is telling. So Jesus Christ saying, now he is lifted up. He is sitting in the heavenly place at the right hand of the Father. Now the Holy Spirit is doing the job. The Holy Spirit is saying, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you don't receive it, you will be judged. And that's why if somebody denies the teaching of the Holy Spirit, then what? Their punishment will be great, and they will not have any excuse, and their sins will not be forgiven. What does it mean? If somebody denies Jesus Christ, that sin will be never forgiven. All other sins can be forgiven, but denying Christ will not be forgiven. And so, denying Christ, somebody says, if somebody denies Christ like a Peter, does he have a chance to ask forgiveness? Yes, until he dies. Even the deathbed, some people say, they don't want to hear about Jesus. And those people will be never forgiven. So the Holy Spirit is the one trying to tell us about the God the Son, and we reject the teaching of the Holy Spirit, then there is no forgiveness. That's what Jesus Christ is telling. So it is very simple. You have to tell the people, they persecute Christ, they cannot persecute the Holy Spirit because they cannot see it. Only they can deny the Holy Spirit, not listening the doctrine, what the Holy Spirit is giving. And so the Jesus Christ says, Holy Spirit will not say anything his own, but he will take it from me and tell you. So just like the message is coming from Christ, but the giving Holy Spirit. So if you deny the Holy Spirit teaching, you are lost. That's what he is trying to say. No forgiveness for those sin. Luke chapter 12, verse 11.
And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer, or what ye shall say. For the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say.
See, again he says, when they take you, where they're going to take you, he said, they will take you to synagogue. Synagogue is place for worship in those days. But they made the synagogue like a court and a judgment. So they will take you to the synagogue. They will take you to the court, and they will try to punish you. They try to harass you. That time, don't be afraid. Don't say what I'm going to say, what I'm going to do. He said, the Holy Spirit will guide you and teach you. Go to the St. John again, chapter 16, verse 13.
Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come.
So he says, depend on the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. He will teach you. Whatever I taught you, it will bring it to your memory, and you will not have any problem. And so the Holy Spirit teach you all truth. Go back to the Luke chapter 12, verse 13.
And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me.
So he's saying, could you tell my brother, he got inheritance, so he did not give me enough money, so tell him to give me evenly or give me something. He thought, you know, Jesus Christ is very well known, and whatever he says, my brother will listen to him. Jesus Christ saying, following words, please read.
And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth.
Your father did not give me the power of attorney so I can divide your money and give it to you. I have no authority. Somebody say, oh, see, Jesus says he is not a judge. Yes, he is a judge. He is coming as a judge. But here he says to this man, I have no authority to judge your brother and take his half of the property because I don't have a power of attorney. I cannot do this. But let me tell you what you're doing. You are jealous of your brother. Your brother has more and you have less. So you want to fight with your brother and get more from your brother. So let me tell you something. What you're doing, you are breaking the law of God. Go to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 17.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Why are you so greedy that your eyes are looking at your brother's prosperity and you cannot stand and you say, give me half of yours, or tell Jesus to give me half of his? So he says, first of all, it's a commandment that you should not be coveting to your neighbors or anybody. Now, if somebody keeps this commandment, we will not have thieves and robbers. So he says, this is a commandment, and you are breaking the commandments of God. And go to the 1 Timothy chapter 6 and start reading from verse 6.
But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out.
You cannot compete with other people how much they have. We did not bring anything when we came into this world. We cannot take anything. But how much people are worried about tomorrow? They want to gather as much as they can. One thing is sure, once we die, we cannot take anything with us. Okay, read a little bit further. Verse 8.
And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
The money is good, but the love of money is bad. If you have money, you can use it for the good cause. That's why Jesus Christ is talking to this man. He says, you know what? You have a bad heart. Your heart is after money. So don't go after money. Don't go after your brother's money because it will destroy you. Let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 16. Jesus Christ is giving an example about a rich man.
And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
There was a rich man. He's already rich. He got a lot of grain or whatever, the vegetable and fruits and everything. Now he's thinking, what I'm going to do? My barns are not big enough, so I'm going to break them and make a bigger one. Didn't do anything yet. He's just thinking what he's going to do. He's smart. He knows how to do everything. He said, I'll do that. And then I'll sit around and I'll say to my soul, now my soul, you have plenty of food, you have plenty of stuff for many, many years. And so that's what he was saying. And he says what? Eat, drink, and be merry, be happy, be joyful. So now he is so happy, he's just thinking. And so here this rich man sitting there, he has already everything. What he doesn't have? He doesn't have children. He doesn't have wife. He doesn't have family. But he's rich. He might have brothers and sisters, but he's not sharing his wealth with anybody else. So he says, my soul, I am the one going to eat everything. I am going to make my barn bigger. And I am the one sitting. And I am going to live a long life. And so he's saying, now I can eat, drink, and be happy. And so this was his plan. Luke chapter 12, verse 20.
But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided?
See, that means he didn't have anybody. So he says, when you die tonight, what you will do with your property? So here the word of God is saying, our life is short. And so here is saying, thou fool, if you die tonight, what are you going to do with your soul? Where are you going to go? You don't have anybody to share. So this person is a fool. And the word of God is saying, who is fool? If you read Psalm 14 verse 1 or Psalm 53 verse 1, it says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And so the who is fool? The person who doesn't have God, that person is fool. Okay, let's go back to the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 21.
So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
Who is he? He said the person like that man, rich man, like a fool. If you treasure yourself in this world, you will be like that rich man. Verse 22.
And he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?
Can you imagine? He gives the example of the raven, the bird, blackbird. So he's trying to say, look how I take care of ravens. I can feed them. They can feed you and my servants. And why you worry about? He said, this raven doesn't have even a storehouse. And so he said, God feeds that raven every day. And so he says, don't you think you are better than all these birds? He gave the example before the sparrows. Sparrows are the smaller birds. So God is taking care of the little sparrows. He taking care of the birds like a raven or any other birds. So we have to think our life is much better than any animal. You can compare even the elephant or any animal. Our value is more than that elephant or any bird or any other vicious animal. We are greater than any animal, any birds on this earth.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.